Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
This week's podcast is sponsored by Lulu Simon Studio. For our jurors, they are giving 20% off for Black Friday, Cyber Monday on their website, which is lulusimonstudio.com. LuluSimonStudio.com. They have sent Mary and I over like dozens of shirts and sweatshirts and coffee cups and drinkware, and we're obsessed. Like, I went out yesterday with some friends. I wore my sweatshirt out. I'm into these crew neck sweatshirts right now, and it says food vibes only. They have like really funny sayings on them. Brunch saved my life. My coffee mug says coffee makes me feel less murdery in the morning. And I'm eyeing this crew neck sweatshirt that says champagne for days. So if you are interested, it's lulusimonstudio.com and a 20% off special for jurors only using the code TJG20.
Welcome Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we are doing a bonus episode. Hey, hey.
Yes, we are. We are recapping season one, episode six, the iconic table flipping from no other than Teresa Giudice Giudice, whatever her last name is.
Real Housewives of New Jersey. If you guys want to watch it, pause us now. Go to Hulu. Watch season one, episode six, which is just labeled finale. And then you can also, if you guys recall, like Bravo sometimes does these like inside looks at these episodes. And they also have season one, episode seven, which is an in-depth look at the dinner party table flip.
Which I watched that one after. And I just go to that one, guys.
I mean, truthfully, like this episode, we all know how iconic that table flip is. But this episode, really, only the exciting stuff happened within the last 15 minutes of the episode. So, I recommend season one, episode seven.
Yes. And I did look up the book. The book is called A Cop Without a Badge.
Right.
And you can buy it for literally like $3.99.
Can you Amazon Prime it? Because that, guys, stocking stuffers. This isn't even an ad. This is just good reading material for your friends while they're on a train, on a plane, going to visit family. Give them A Cop Without a Badge.
That would be hilarious.
Read it out loud to your family. It's a family book, right?
So apparently she's only in about like 25 pages. Oh, Amazon, a little bit pricier, $13.99.
Whoa, is it at least a hardcover?
You can get it on your Kindle for $10.99.
Wait, but do I get a hardcover? Because I'm not reading that as a paperback.
That's paperback, $13.99.
Damn it. It's like I wanted to add it to my bookcase.
I found some other ones that were like $3.99.
So. I feel like this is the opportunity that you could get a used book.
Definitely.
Like, I never want used books when I buy it. Like, I like to have, like, the actual, like, paper book because I like to add it to my bookshelf after. This one, I think you could get a used one.
What if it's, like, at your, like local library?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm, like, literally going to go check the e-books at my local library because I definitely have a library card.
Oh, so good.
But, yeah. So, this episode, though, was, like, looking back, it's, like, it's so crazy. This aired June 16th, 2009. So this was like, I believe it might be the fourth franchise because what did we have? We had Orange County. We had New York. I feel like Atlanta came before. And then I think we got New Jersey. And then I'm guessing. And then I think it was Beverly Hills, Miami, and then Dallas. Okay. Was Potomac before Dallas?
Well, then there was actually a DC one.
Guys.
I know it just. Come on, ride the train.
Choo choo. And ride it. Choo choo. Guys, why has nobody told us how bad the trains have been? Or that you can hear them every episode.
Well, now we know.
Mary was convinced that literally nobody ever heard it and it was just especially loud last week. But then you all let us know that no, you hear it every single week.
I can't believe no one told us before.
I know. I mean, we have to thank all of you because when the sound is bad, you let us know. Or when we've made a mistake, you let us know. But the trains, not one person until last week.
We feel special now.
Yeah. But anyways, so we'll try to help you guys out when the trains come by. Or maybe not. We don't know. Let's go back. Let's go over because I think everybody needs a refresher course. Like, let's go over what the taglines were for the six episode season. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, six episodes.
Like, I don't remember the other Housewives their first seasons being six episodes. Do you?
I just wish. I mean, I do have all of this week off. Maybe I just need to watch season one of every single franchise this week. Dedicate myself.
First off, you've never had a more brilliant idea. you still have, like, it's pretty smoky up there still, so you can't even really go outside. I actually think that's the best idea you've ever had. You should not even get together with your family on Thanksgiving because you're busy.
Well, my family doesn't get together till like 5 o'clock anyway, so.
Or you just let them know, I want you guys to be closer to me. So we're going to sit here for 6 hours and watch the first season of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
New Jersey, New York. Mm-hmm. I'll just watch all the pilots.
Please. And then if you could live story that for everyone, that would be great.
I think I could work this into my day somehow.
Mm-hmm. If you, I live storied over the weekend, The Princess Switch on Netflix.
That was a huge hit.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm sober. I'm sitting here on a Friday night.
Why would you do this? You're such a drunk asshole. I'm like, she's dead sober.
Like, I had not 1 ounce of wine.
Not one.
But for those of you that watched the whole thing, thank you so much.
Yes, it was a real treat.
Yeah, so I think, Mary, I think that it would be a really big hit if you could just watch all the pilot episodes for each season.
If the smoke continues this way, absolutely, I'm in.
What else are you going to do, even if it's not? Exactly. Okay, so okay, let's go over.
I can probably do it.
Let's go over the taglines.
Okay, this is Caroline. If you're gonna mess with my family, you're messing with me.
Danielle, you're either gonna love me or hate me. There is no in between with me.
Dina, if you think I'm a bitch, then bring it on.
Jacqueline, everyone likes to have nice things, but I'm not one to brag about it.
Teresa. People make fun of Jersey girls, but I think it, they're just jealous.
It's Gina.
That was like Cameron Westcott meets Gina.
It was like Cameron Westcott pretending to talk like Gina.
People make fun of Jersey girls, but I think worse. They're just jealous.
It's getting worse. It's getting worse. But anyways, it's like, it is so crazy to see how much has changed, yet nothing has also changed.
Nothing.
Like, you were nothing. Mentioning to me, like, when we were watching, like, the fashion is the same.
I mean, Teresa's green dress you could wear today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, she was showing off her new boobies.
Bubbas? The boobas? The babas? The boobas? Just the, like, bubbas?
I think it was just bubbies.
Boobies? Bubbas?
Either way, Joe was trying to have sex with them.
He was a horny little bastard. A
horny little bastard. What he wouldn't give to touch those bubbies today.
Oh.
Because he'd be free. And in America. Oof. Too far? Have I taken it too far?
No, not really.
Okay. So I feel like we could talk a little bit about what happened. But like the real episode was 15 minutes from the end. Like, it's just like kind of crazy. Like, this is like Teresa has like moved into her house that she still lives in today. We're seeing like it's like a mausoleum in there.
Yeah, Gia's 7 years old. They're going around and touring the house. Teresa's body looks amazing.
She's so tiny.
She's what?
She's so tiny.
Yeah, she was very, very tiny. I think she's more muscular now.
Oh, you think? She's doing like a muscle competition. But I know what you mean. Like, I feel like she was just, like, skinny then, and then she started, like, actually, like... Like, I don't think she worked out then, yeah. I think she was just skinny from having three babies. Because she didn't even have Adriana at that point.
No Adriana. Joe's, like, has the wine cellar, and he's making wine down there. Okay, so God knows what else.
Here's what's interesting, though. Teresa, at that point, points to a sign and says, like, the Judice wine cellar. So it's really interesting that she was going by Judice then, but now they're, like, the Judices, like, all these different pronunciations. But she was saying their last name was Judice.
I know. I actually noticed that, too, because there was a big point of, like, you guys have been pronouncing it for wrong for years. I'm like, you started it.
Yeah, you have also been pronouncing your own name wrong for years. But whatever, you know, it's like fact with her is like very different than fact with normal, regular people.
Well, also, like, she had such a big, like, fun personality then. Now she seems so
hardened,
like, and reserved and medicated.
Could be. I just feel like she saw a lot of things at camp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's seen a lot. Like, then she lived, like, this carefree life of, like, I don't care. I do whatever. Like, oh, Joe, give me. Remember, like, they used to pay in things with, like, literally $100 bills?
Like, they went to go pick out couches, like, furniture, and she was giving them hundreds.
Yeah.
But that's like, also because they were probably laundering the money.
But I don't. I honestly, like, when I'm like, I am so convinced that she had no idea what was going on.
I agree with
because
that.
Because after watching this episode, I was like, oh my, I forgot how like dumb she was.
Well, she's not an airhead.
No, well, don't tell her to pay attention, police. Because that's what. So anyway, so this is like we're, but like the whole, this is wrapping up the season. So Teresa wanted to throw a housewarming party, but she couldn't because the house isn't done. So she's saying she wants to throw a dinner party.
And why didn't they have it at the Brownstone?
I feel like because Caroline didn't want it at the Brownstone.
I'm sad that it wasn't at the Brownstone.
I feel like, or maybe Al was with his mistress in the Brownstone.
Oh, I don't think so. Don't say that. I don't think he's a cheater.
I think there's literally articles about it.
What? No.
Guys,
I'm not going to believe that.
Guys, back me up on this. I'm pretty sure there's like all these rumors that like he had his apartment in like the attic of the Brownstone, and that'd be like his mistress lair.
That makes me very sad.
Well, I mean, let me tell you something about my family. We're thick as thieves. But anyway, so Teresa throws this dinner party and she's like, Dina's over at the house because Teresa's showing her everything. So she's telling Dina, like, you know, I'm going to do a dinner party and I'm inviting Danielle. And Dina and Danielle do not get along. So Dina's kind of like an eye roll with it.
So, but the whole thing is like, they don't say this on camera though, but is it that Danielle is spreading rumors about Dina's husband?
Oh, is that what you think's happening?
Like, remember even at the reunion, like, they wouldn't exactly say what was going on, but it's like, why did she want to out this book? What was she doing to Dina? What was the motive?
I honestly thought that the motive was that it was just, like, not that I think, like, Danielle's, whatever, but I feel like it was just, like, the popular girls, like, picking on her. Like, they didn't like her. They thought she was annoying. Okay. But I actually don't know. Because I only watched this episode and then like the in-depth episode, I'm not too sure. But what was she saying about her husband? Was there like insinuations that he might have been gay? Was that what she was? No.
Maybe that or cheating. I think there's something, she's spreading rumors about her and her husband, I believe.
I felt like Danielle really just wanted to be best friends with Dina. Like, I think Danielle came into this group thinking that she would, like, be accepted. And it's like, listen, Teresa is no threat to them, right? Because she's, like, kind of, like, ditzy dumb. And, like, yeah, she has Joe and, like, her family. But she's, like, harmless at this point, right? Like, I think she'd cut a bitch. And then Jacqueline, like, they hold over her the fact that, remember, Jacqueline was, like, a stripper from Vegas. And it sounded like at one point, like, Chris was, like, having sex with her but then ended up getting her pregnant. And so that's why he married her. Like, that's, like, the talk. So, like, they have one over on Jacqueline, too. But, like, Danielle, they couldn't really control her.
Well, yeah. I mean, according to this book, she was, like, a part of the Colombian cartel.
What?
Yes.
Mary, Christmas stocking stuffer, please. I need this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was, like, supposedly, like, a part of the Colombian cartel.
How does one get invited to be in the Colombian cartel? Like, I just don't feel like Danielle travels internationally.
I hope I have my facts right. I, like, completely made this up.
Like, the mafia seems like maybe a little bit more, but then Caroline would like her because weren't they in the mafia?
I think it was, like, the whole, yeah, like.
Interesting.
The narco stuff.
Oh, is that about her, the show? Not Escobar. It's Could you just mention?
Danielle, stop.
Okay. So then also, it's like you're reminded of like how crazy Danielle is in the season two is because like her daughters are her best friends. And when she brought out that modeling book to her daughters.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, well, my first ex-husband.
She's like, I said first.
Yeah, she did. She's like, exactly. She said, yeah, my first. Mm-hmm. She's like, so the book. Quote unquote. She's like, there's a couple things true in the book. I did strip and I got arrested and I changed my name. Everything else is a lie.
Yeah. And it's like, okay.
That's a lot.
Well, it's also just like, I just feel like the whole thing was just like weird because she like brings out the modeling book to her like daughters too. And then she's like, you know, but she's also at the same time as like do these talking heads talking about the book too. And she's like, you know, when I was modeling, which is must have been how she got in the Colombian cartel when she was modeling. She met the wrong people. She'd seen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I just feel like her modeling shoots were like her at like the JCPenney glamour shots.
Right, right.
But like in somebody's garage, and they're like, just take off your clothes. And she's like, oh, you're going to send these to Playboy? They're like, sure.
Well, her body's pretty sick in this.
Oh, no. She has a fantastic body. Like, she looks wonderful. I could not stop staring, though, at how highly arched her eyebrows are. Are they that arched now? I don't recall.
Hey, she's gotten a lot of work done. She didn't need to either.
I know. I actually thought she was really pretty. And it's actually funny because I think she got another facelift since this season has happened. Like, not this first season, but, like, this current New Jersey season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think she had another facelift because she was looking a little rough in last week's episode. But she's very, very pretty. Very skinny, tiny.
She's, like, in shape.
I was going to say she looks very toned. Her arms. Yeah. I was looking at her arms and her shoulders, and I was very impressed.
Yeah, but that was because she's had diarrhea and been puking for 3 weeks. So maybe that's why she looks good at the finale party.
He's like, oh, can you buy that somewhere? So then we also have like Jacqueline to me was like, she was stuck in a rock in a hard place, right? Because I feel like she totally believed everything that was happening and like wanted to be Danielle, but like had to be because of her like sister-in-law.
Okay, I think that Jacqueline tried to remain neutral. She just wants to go to Botox parties and knives parties.
The pampered chef, yeah.
All that fun stuff. But I think there's something that she doesn't like being a part of that family, the Manzo family.
No, I think she hates Caroline.
Well, they don't talk in real time.
Well, I don't, but Dina and Caroline don't talk in real time either.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Because she's crazy.
They're all falling apart.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think that Jacqueline, I don't think they ever accepted Jacqueline. So that's why I think she doesn't like them.
I agree with that.
She's always a stripper from Las Vegas. And they hate Ashley.
And then I always noticed that like Ashley called him dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I always just thought that was very interesting. I don't know if he ever really, do you think he truly accepted her? I mean, he got her a really nice car.
I think he did. But then remember she had that season two where then she brought her dad in.
Yeah. I just remember feeling weird about that.
Like, it wasn't, like, genuine. Like, it was, like, mm-hmm. a forced thing. Like, Jacqueline was probably like, you can call him dad. He's your new dad now. We're moving to Jersey, and you're gonna be with your new dad.
Right, right.
I feel like she totally did that. And she's like, and I love CJ, because CJ is pure Lurita blood.
Yeah, and then it's crazy that the youngest still wasn't born yet.
Nicholas. Nicholas. I think she was pregnant at the reunion too. Like Jacqueline and Teresa had their babies within like a month of each other or something.
Yeah. Jacqueline was farther along than Teresa.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, and then it was like, I don't know, that it was always, their family's always weird too, because then it's like, I am always trying to figure out how they have money. Like, I think that they all were laundering at some point, right?
Well, the Loritas don't have money anymore.
BLK and the Little Colonel.
They still have that popcorn company.
Yeah. And I like, why is it being sold at TJ Maxx?
Why is there food at TJ Maxx? Like when you get into the line at TJ Maxx,
yes.
Like popcorn and plantain chips. I'm like, I just find it odd.
And like, how long does that stuff stay good? Because it's like, it's been like TJ Maxx is a knockoff of everything. So I assume the food is also like, didn't do well on the shelves in this grocery store. Throw it to TJ Maxx.
It just seems bizarre.
It seems bizarre. Slash, have you bought Little Colonel before?
No, but I have bought plantain chips.
And how were they? Did they taste fresh?
They were fine. They were fine.
Okay.
I must have been really hungry, that impulse buy in the line.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask what you bought from Home Goods.
Plantain chips.
That's it. Went in for a new couch, left with plantain chips.
And a gather sign.
And a gather sign. Okay. So then I also, I totally forgot about Lexi, Dina's daughter.
Oh, how could you forget? I missed her old nose.
Lexi has a nose job?
For sure.
Oh.
I just assume.
Oh, okay. Like, but she's gorgeous.
Now? like 12. I'm horrible. We're literally throwing away her stuffed animals.
Because she's a hoarder.
No. What was all that candy?
I was like,
that was a ton of candy.
That was so much candy. And then she was throwing it out and I was like, that is perfectly good candy. Like she had huge things of those like sour straws.
Yeah, it seemed suspicious. Like, yeah, her mom didn't know there was a full drawer filled with candy. I don't believe it.
Oh, you think they did it for the show? Mm-hmm. What an interesting thing to do for the show. They're like, okay, Lexi, we're going to go to TJ Maxx. We're going to go to the checkout aisle. We're going to grab all the candy we can at a discount. We're going to fill a drawer with it. It's going to be funny. People are going to relate to us. They're going to think we're just a fun mother-daughter duo.
Okay, now that you say it like that, I guess it wasn't staged, the candy drawer?
No, it totally could have been. I'm just saying, it just seems like a weird thing to stage.
Okay, then there was another part that made me feel uncomfortable, because like Lexi's growing up and she's getting boobs, and then it's Lexi on a confessional. She's like, I'm getting boobs too. She can't stop me from going. Mine are real. Yes. I was like, what? That would like never go in the show now.
No, never. They'd be like people would be like, you're exploiting a child. Oh, like, my God. Also, what was like the producer prompt? Hey, tell us about your boobs.
Your boobies. Your bubbies.
Tell us about your bubbies. Like, mine are growing. It's like, okay. Like, it just would never fly. But something that made me uncomfortable is like, why do we have to see like Caroline the mob boss with her dog? And I was like, what the hell? Like, I don't need to see you training your dog. And no thief better come in my house, because we're thick as thieves. And if you're a thief, you're not thick enough to be thick as thieves in my family.
And my dog will bite you.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like that. It made me feel uncomfortable.
What made me feel uncomfortable was when Joe Giudice Giudice asked.
Is that his middle name now?
Yeah. Joe Giudice Giudice. When he asked Albie and Christopher if his mom's boobs were real.
Yeah, that was.
And then Albie threw it back at him. Was like, are your moms real?
Yeah. Well, he's like, I really don't want to be talking about this. I forgot how endearing the Manzo kids were like the first season.
Oh, I always had a crush on Christopher and Albie. I wanted Albie's like looks and Christopher's personality.
Mm-hmm. The strip car wash.
God, yes, the strip car wash.
And Caroline's like, if my son wants to open up a strip car wash, it's going to be the first of its kind. It's going to be the best in the tri-state area. And it's like, what? No, make your kid go to college.
I wonder whatever happened with that.
We should
ask. I feel like it could have taken off.
We should ask Greggy Bennett.
Oh, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, it was like, I don't think it would have taken off. I don't think strippers want to wash cars. I think they want to strip, which is why that's their profession. And then what are they doing? Like wearing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed. obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Like a head-to-toe towel, and they like strip off one towel and they wipe a window, then they strip off another towel and they wipe like another window.
You've thought about this.
I'm just thinking about it right now. I'm trying to figure out how it would work.
Well, and then during the winter season, it wouldn't really work.
Yeah, it'd be very cold.
Yeah.
And we don't want those strippers to freeze. Does he provide health insurance for them?
I'm not sure.
We have some questions, Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, but so we're at the dinner party now, and it's like all these. And what's weird is like I have to assume now after like watching all of these shows and like recapping them and like really like just being in the nitty-gritty with it is like when you watch these shows before, you're always kind of like, huh, what? Like, that's interesting. And then like what was interesting to me is I felt like the producers told Danielle a different time to be at the party.
Yeah, they specifically said we came early to the party. But they actually seemed like they were having fun at the party.
Yeah, but it just felt like Danielle showed up like an hour later. And so I felt like producers were like, okay, you're going to come an hour later. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is going to go. Like, what? They all are going early?
Teresa's going to have some oysters and pretend
they're
like.
They're aphrodisiac.
Oh, yeah, Joe, do you want this? Oh, Joe, no. I'm sore, Joe. I can't do it three times a day. I need a break.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not big on swallowing. Did you get it, guys? I'm talking about jizz. I was like, we all fucking got it, Teresa. Hilarious. And, like, also, I feel like everybody at that point, too, gave Teresa a pass. Like, she's just, like, the dumb girl. It's like, oh, haha, Teresa's making a joke. It's like, everybody's uncomfortable. Nobody wants to think about Barney Rubble having sex.
What about how Joe literally wanted to have sex with her right after surgery?
Like, I felt like he didn't want to have sex with her. I felt like he wanted to, like, have, like, titty sex with her. Like, he wanted...
Oh my god!
No, I feel like that's what he
wrapped
wanted.
Up.
No, I know, and like, I think he
wanted
was like
to be a starfish.
No, I feel like he was like, I want to see what those bad boys can do.
Oh my gosh!
Just think about it. I mean, if you get to talk about Tamara's belly button sex, I'm going to bring up the boob sex, okay? And it was like, and I was like, God, Joe is just an animal. And
he like, really is.
And he's
he
just probably,
has it in.
He's probably on top of her doing the splits and sweating on her.
On the new boobs.
On the new boobs, just like dripping sweat.
The
on
bandages. The,
yeah, dripping sweat on the bandages and like in the splits, just like humping her. And it's like, he's like, is it Judas or Judy?
I'm literally crossing my legs because like.
Are you going to pee yourself?
No, I just like don't. I don't know. Make it stop.
I'm sorry. I'm just, this is just what I picture happens in the Judice household.
Okay. Well, then.
And then Milani's like, keep going, you old troll.
Stop it. Okay. Then Danielle pulls out the book and she puts
Well, hold on. Let's go back. Like, Danielle finally shows up and, like, Teresa even is like, what? You're not going to give kisses?
Oh, yeah. Because she, like, didn't go around and say hi to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And then what was interesting, too, is, like, when Danielle sat – so in, like, the secret scenes, like, episode or, like, you know, the in-depth one, it's, like, so funny to listen to people, like, you know, and their talking heads are always after the fact, so they're, like, recapping it, though, as if it's in real time. She's like, my main concern was making sure my girls had a seat at the table.
And why were the kids invited?
Why were the kids invited?
I don't know.
It's just, yeah, it was very strange. And it's also, like, I just like, too, that Ashley got stuck sitting next to Melania.
And Ashley, like, wanted to be on the show all the time.
Oh, for sure. But remember, she was, like, the worst.
She got really bad, like, the second, third season.
I remember one time I saw her, and she had moved to L.A. to, like, have a makeup career. And I saw her, she was, like, in the checkout line at the Ralph's in front of me one time. And I just was, like. So this is where you've come.
I like don't know if I'd recognize her.
Well, it's actually funny because she like kind of looks like my sister.
Okay.
And so when I was looking at the girl, I was like, God, that like kind of looks like my sister. And then I was like, wait, I feel like I know her. And then I started connecting the dots. And it was like when she was like in her blonde phase.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just was like, and it's like, you know, it was the Ralphs that like the stars that are trying to be stars go to, which is why I was there.
Totally.
Just trying to make it in this world in LA. That's a joke. I'm not, I swear.
Can you take me to that Ralphs?
Yeah, it's called the Rock and Roll Ralphs. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I've been there.
Yeah, it's got a rooftop parking lot.
Oh, nice.
Actually,
cool.
All the Ralphs do here, but it's fine. Anyways, I digress. But so, like, we had, like, the kids there. But then Albie and Chris got to be at the main table.
Well, Albie was, like, 21. Yeah. Maybe 22.
But what was funny is when Danielle sat down, Albie was to the left of her. And then once the book stuff started happening, when you went back, Albie was then to the right of her.
Mm, they're like, okay, we got to make some room here.
Yeah, so the cameramen were probably like, oh, yeah, no, Danielle, you need to sit closer to the girls. And we want you to be directly in front of Dina when you bring out the book.
At a 45-degree angle.
That was, like, my favorite part, where she goes, I brought out the book and sat it at a 45-degree angle to Dina. And I was like, oh, so that was calculated.
Right.
Okay.
The fact that she brought the book was, like, pretty iconic in itself.
Well,
like,
yeah.
She was the one that was like, you know what? You guys are talking about me. You're bringing this to the hair salons. And you won't say it to my face. And you know what? I'm going to confront you about this. So, like, she was the one that provoked this conversation.
Yeah, and in the in-depth episode, Caroline said, she's like, yeah, you know, Al couldn't come, so he and I were, like, talking throughout the dinner, and no joke, I was talking to him, and not within a minute of hanging up with him, like, while I was telling him, yeah, no, nothing's, like, happening. Like, it's actually a very nice dinner, you know, everything's going well. She pulls out the book.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's like, and Jacqueline had even said, like, I told Danielle, I did, like, don't rock the boat. Just come to dinner. Be your nice self. And Danielle was like, I have a different idea. I got to get on season 2.
And then she just kind of, like, launches in and she's like, there's a lot of lies written about me.
And I'm hearing a lot of things said about me. And you know what? My friend Danny, he's not here this season. He's coming next season. So I'm going to handle this myself.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that guy.
Yeah. Remember? He's like
the bodyguard.
Yeah. Like he was going to, like, kill them. Yeah. He's like, wait. I forgot about that. She's like, this was written by my first husband. And there are two things that happened. I was arrested and I changed my name. I'm not a prostitute.
I know. Like... Oh man.
And you can just kind of see everyone being like, I don't know how to react to this. And then, like, but they keep trying to, like, interrupt her. And they're like, I just want to say, and then Caroline is, like, shutting everyone down. She's like, no, 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 we're going to let her talk. And then you're going to have your say. And I was like, all right, relax, lady.
Like, I know. Why do they give her big thing.
Why do they give her so much power?
Because Caroline's the matriarch. They're like, let her speak. Let her speak. She really wanted Danielle to get out what she had to say. And then Teresa's like, let's get the kids to go outside. Let's get the kids to go outside. But basically only Teresa's kids go outside. Ashley stays. Danielle's kids stay. The Manzo kids are like adults.
Danielle's kids literally say, like, do we have to leave? And they're like, no, I want to watch. And I'm like, are they, like, on their mom's side or are they not? Because earlier in the episode, too, she had to say, like, please believe me. Like, trust me and what I'm saying is right. And her daughter finally was like, we got it. We'll put you up against, like, above everybody else. Like, it's like, poor Christine. Poor Jillian.
But I also, like, loved the point that Danielle said. She's like, my children have no choice but to know about this. Like, because she knows they'll find out about it anyways. Yep. Like, people are talking in this town of Franklin Lakes. So she's like, no, they can stay and really see what's going to happen.
Well, also, I feel like she probably was like, since they've known about this book since they were like 6. Like, she's like, look, mommy's famous. She's in a book, but it's not real. Only 2 things are real in this. Right. I got arrested and I changed my name. Your mommy is not a prostitute. I did see some things in my modeling days, though. And those things were penises. But so, like, Caroline lets her speak and she's like, you know, and Danielle just is like going off. She's like, you know, trying to, like, look at Dina, like, Dina, you brought this to, and what was, like, the salon that they all went to? It was like
Chateau.
Yeah, Chateau. Yes, good job, Mary. Mm-hmm. Yes, they all went to Chateau. And, like, remember then, like, Lauren, this is, like, later, but, like, Lauren would then, like, buy, like, space in Chateau for, like, her makeup line. And it was, like, cafes.
And she got got that lap band surgery.
Lauren did?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah. I didn't
she got
know
the
that
lap band surgery. And is there rumors that she's, like, divorcing her husband?
This is, like, the rumors that they're always, like, divorcing because she doesn't, like, feature him on her Instagram. And, like, everybody always posts just about her daughter. But, mm-hmm, like, never the husband. And they're like, he works hard hours. It's like he runs a deli, or is he in the mob?
Okay.
I'm just saying. Vito is a mob name, I think.
I think he's just a deli worker, to be honest. He was a pretty sweet guy.
I feel like Al has taken him under his wing. He's like, come into my mistress lair. Let's talk.
Stop.
If you're gonna be in this family, you gotta do some things. Like, kill people.
Wait, okay. Isn't there a thing that someone was murdered, though? Who was murdered? Her dad?
His dad. Tiny. His name was Tiny. And if you tell me that is not a mob name.
Wait, so Al's father was murdered?
Yes. And it was like on, and they were like engaged or something. It was like, might have been the night that Caroline and Al got engaged. Okay. That they found him in a trunk and his name was Tiny and he was murdered. But, like, okay. No, that's just a coincidence. It has nothing to do with the mob.
Okay, got it.
Nothing.
Got
it. It just was like a weird thing that he was stuffed in a trunk. And I know that sounds a little harsh on my end. After I said it, I realized that because it is a human life. But it's really hard for me to realize that these are real people.
I know it does. Sometimes it doesn't seem like reality TV.
I know. Like it makes me feel like I've literally the whole time I'm thinking about like mob stuff, I'm thinking about The Departed.
Yes, totally.
Great movie. Top five of mine. But besides,
I just watched it on Halloween because it's a Halloween classic.
Out of all movies you could have chosen. Okay. Okay. So anyways, back to show.
Yeah. So Danielle, she admits, I made a lot of mistakes in my life. I was at the wrong place at the wrong time, but these are lies. And don't take this through this town.
Like, why would you show it to people? And she's like still accusing Dina. And then Caroline just like, it's like a movie moment. Like she's literally like if you ever watched Mob Wives, like Caroline would fit in very well with like Drita and Renee. Yes.
Oh my God. I love Drita.
Big Ange. So R. good. R.I.P. But she's like, look at me because I'm the one that told. And she's like, and then you could just tell Danielle is like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm so frightened. Like, she is so scared of Caroline that she's going to have 3 more weeks of diarrhea and throwing up.
No, but I felt like Danielle was like, no. Danielle was like, I actually was proud of Danielle. Like, she never let her voice get like too quiver. High. Or, like, she never, you know, got out of control. And she's like, that's not what I heard. And because she knows that Caroline is lying, which I totally believe that Caroline is lying. Dina was the one that found the book and started spreading it around. And Caroline did it as well. But Dina was the person that started it.
Oh,
and
for sure.
Dina started it because Danielle was spreading rumors about her husband.
Yeah. And I feel like Dina was just like, Caroline probably just said like, oh, if this comes back, like, I'll take care of it. Like, what am I? Remember, like, she goes, what am I, a clown?
Yeah.
Remember the one-on-one like meeting with Danielle in season 2? They like met in like a wine cellar at a restaurant and like that was when Danny was waiting outside like, I got your back, Danielle.
With a leather jacket on.
Yeah. He's like smoking a cigarette. But I feel like, yeah, Dina for sure started it. But like Caroline's like, say it to me because she just wanted to, like, she wanted to take Danielle down.
This is Caroline. Let me tell you something about my family. We are thick as thieves. And we protect each other till the end. You will not sit here and attack my sister.
And she's like, and Dina's like, yeah. Like, basically, like, yeah. She's like, I had nothing to do with the book. It wasn't me. I never touched the book. And then Danielle, like, feels like people are attacking her. And she's like, no one's attacking you, Danielle.
Yeah, then they're trying to, like, backtrack, kind of.
Yeah, and she's like, you didn't take this book into Chateau. Caroline's like, I did it. I did it.
Like, and everyone's like, no, she didn't. And then Jacqueline
snaps.
Yeah.
And you could just tell as she snaps that Chris is in the background like, oh, God damn it, Jacqueline.
Well, no, because what happened was is Dina's like, Jacqueline, tell the truth. And Jacqueline's like, the truth is that you brought it into the hair salon.
And she's like, well, that's not true. And if you weren't there, then you shouldn't be commenting on it.
And then Jacqueline even says, she's like, I swear on my son's life. Like, she's going against the sisters.
And you know who that's hurting? My parents.
Oh my gosh. That was Caroline's whole thing. Like, the only person you're hurting right now is my parents.
Yeah. And it's like,
that's a low blow.
Oh, that was too much. And she's like, you're such a liar, Dina.
Yeah.
And then things are like getting, and like Teresa just, she cannot handle more than one conversation. So there's like too many conversations. So you can just see things like her just being like, ah, and she's like, well, something must be true in that book.
And yeah. Like, she's like, why did your ex-husband write that book?
Like, something must be true. She's like, I told you the 2 things that are true. I changed my name and I was arrested. Pay attention, police.
She starts seeing red. I am paying attention. Obviously, there's something else. Stripping, prostitution whore. You were engaged 19 fucking times. You fucking stupid bitch. You fucking bitch whore. You're such a fucking pig.
And as she's doing this, the table flip is happening. Like, she hits it once with, she's like, prostitution whore, engaged 19 times, hits the table up. And then she, like, sees that, like, she's so enraged that she hits it. She's like, you fucking stupid bitch, and just flips it.
And literally in the background, Caroline's laughing. Caroline's like, laughing at Teresa for throwing the stuff.
Do you think she's laughing from being uncomfortable or laughing because it's like, how do we get here? Or laughing because like, oh my God. It's
uncomfortable laughter. Like, this is exactly what I would do in this situation. Me too. I'd feel so uncomfortable. I'd just start laughing.
Like my mouth would be agape being like, oh. Like what's happening? And I would just start laughing.
And then Christopher Manzo comes over to like try to like get Teresa to like sit down and like push her off. And she pushes Christopher Manzo off. And meanwhile, Joe's like getting so turned on in the back.
Joe's like, I'm going to titty fuck those bubbies later.
And then Joe pulls her in the other room and she gives Joe a kiss and he says, I love you.
Well, and the best part was that while she was sitting, she's like, I'm not stupid. She's like, I have no fucking skeletons in my fucking closet, and I'm proud of that. And I'm like, oh.
Right, right. The foreshadowing.
But little do you know, girl, it's all going to go downhill, but you're going to love camp. It's a sleepaway camp for a year. It's great. You get to wear matching outfits with your new friends. You're going to love it. You're going to learn how to do yoga.
Gosh.
Now, listen, you're going to trade the onyx and the granite for cement.
Oh, man.
And that big old king bed, it's going to be a twin.
Yeah.
But you're going to love it.
Brutal. Brutal.
Come on, ride the train and ride it.
Okay. So then Dina's like, you know what? You know what, Danielle? I can't stomach you. And Danielle's like, I can't stomach you either. And she's like, you know what? I loved that this book was out. I enjoyed the fact that you had this book out. But you know what now? I'm going to pray for you because you're a little cuckoo.
And she's saying it so calmly and condescending that it's like, it's a little eerie.
Yeah.
It's a little eerie. And Danielle's like, oh,
they're going to pray for you. Like, ooh.
Yeah, it's not a good prayer. They're not praying that things go well for you. And then finally Chris Lorita, who's like, you know, because Jacqueline's like, oh God, like Chris, you have to say something, like defend your stripper from Las Vegas. And he's like, you're all acting like a bunch of fools. We're lucky to be healthy. We have a great dinner. Danielle, you are welcome in my home anytime. And then like Caroline's like, well, I see what Chris had to do. He had to do it because of his wife. Like, she's basically like kind of insinuating, like, he had to do it because his wife said things, but, like, we'll be talking later.
But I kind of liked how he stepped in, because this is, like, before the husbands would, like, this was before the husbands, you know, we always have bad seasons with the husbands. Like, the first season, they make asses out of themselves. But I feel like this was kind of an admirable moment for him.
Right. Like, I feel like somebody had to step in because it was, like, you know, Joe Judice Giudice, he was just thinking about sex.
Yeah.
And then Al was doing his mistress in the brownstone. So, like, the only other... What?
He does not. Okay. No.
Okay, but Chris was the only house husband left. Nobody's going to listen to Albie or Chris.
Yeah.
Like, Chris had to say something, and I'm glad that he did.
And I guess, like, Teresa after this was like, you know, I consider myself a very classy woman. I wouldn't hurt a fly. Like, that was just a moment of...
What season reunion was it where she pushed Andy?
Yes.
Remember, it was like season two, maybe, or three.
I wouldn't say like three or four.
Yeah. But then Caroline's like, you know, Danielle owes Dina an apology because it was me. I showed the book at Chateau. It was me. She's like, and maybe Dina owes Danielle an apology. And then she does the, you know who you're hurting. My parents, just like snide remark to Jacqueline. And if I was Jacqueline, I literally think I would have just said, like, you know what, Caroline, fuck off.
This is when I was team Jacqueline, though.
Oh yeah, 100%. And then she went crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was for sure on her. Like, I just wanted her to like take, like, Caroline was just so annoying. And like her haircut was horrible. She had these sideburns. I could not stop looking at them. She had these sideburns that she'd like would have, like, formed them to, like, be parallel to her chin, her jawline.
Yes. And this is, like, when she would shave her face every day in the shower.
Mm-hmm. And she had, like, that weird pixie haircut. It was a very strange look for her. Very surprising. She definitely had a good glow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then in the in-depth episode, they show after the fact, and, like, Joe...
They, like, all go out to another bar after.
They just go to the bar outside of where they had dinner. Like, they were in, like, a private room, and then they went to the bar, and then, like, Joe and Danielle are having a glass of champagne, and, like, Teresa's pissed. She's like, get over here, Joe. Get over here. Get over here. And he's like, oh, whatever. Like, he's like, I don't care. He's like, I'm picking up the bill. Whatever.
I can do whatever I want, literally.
Yeah, and so then everybody, like, kind of leaves, and then Danielle is out there, and she's, like, going off to her daughters, basically, like, I stood up for myself, blah, 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 and she's, like, going off, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I'm basically gonna get them, and she, like, pulls a cigarette out to, like, manically smoke a cigarette in front of her two kids. You could just see Jillian is, like, the younger one is, like, at one point she's, like, her, like, Danielle just keeps going, like, like, oh, I'll get them, like, oh, I don't need this, oh, blah, blah, and her, she's just, like, stop, Mom!
She's like blowing smoke into her kid's face too.
Yeah, and just like it was like raining and she's like puffing on that cigarette and I'm like, oh god, these poor girls.
They should have just aired that whole extra part.
I mean, why didn't they?
I don't know.
It was so good.
It was so
good. It was really good. But yeah, that was the season finale of season one, episode six of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I want to keep watching. It's just, once you start it, you can't stop.
Oh, literally, like, once that episode ended, then the next episode, the in-depth episode came on, and I was like, what? Okay, I'll stay. And then the next one was going to come on with, like, the reunion, and I was like, no.
I started watching a little bit.
You did?
Yes, because it just sucks you in.
I mean, it really does. It really does.
What would we be without the Housewives? I'm so thankful for them.
Now, I think a good game, if people want to try this, please send us DMs or put it on your story so we can, like, repost it. It's just, like, if you're at your Thanksgiving dinner table with your family, it's like, try to throw one of these lines into dinner.
Oh, I love that.
See how it goes. See if anybody even makes a reaction. Or, you know, you're using, like, eating your charcuterie plate before dinner, or everybody's standing around the kitchen island, like, whatever it is, see if you can throw some of these lines in and see what the reaction is.
Like prostitution whore?
Now, if you get a table flip in there, we will post that as a regular post. Because we need to see this. So please. Yes. But I think, is that it for us, Mary?
That's it. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Go to Lulu Simon's studio. They have the cutest stuff. We're going to post some of the things on our story this week and have fun with your fam.
Yeah. And again, we said it last week, but we really are, after having such a great year that we have had with Two Judgy Girls and the jurors and everything, we just want to say how thankful we are that you guys continually come back and listen and you follow our Instagram and
Give us 5-star reviews only.
Oh my God, Mary, enough with the 5-star reviews. Thank you if you have, though. If you haven't, that's okay, too. We just want you to listen and enjoy yourselves, and we're thankful for anything that you contribute, whether it's a comment, a like, a post, whatever.
Okay.
Until next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be, like, never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight, and the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.